Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Christmas is approaching. Our radio studio here is decked out in Christmas decorations. And I'm going to bring up a topic that can lead to fallouts at work, staff members, employers having all sorts of problems moving forward. Christmas is littered with issues for workplaces. One is Christmas parties. I just say avoid them.
Yeah.
You can't do anything wrong if you're not at them.
Yep.
Wow. Or go if you're single.
Well, no, see, yeah. I can't think of a Christmas party that hasn't had a scandal attached to it here at the radio station anyway. So, but also gift giving. Now, there was a suggestion in our team last week that we do a Kris Kringle. Because this team traditionally it's never worked out well.
No.
Gift giving at Christmas time. So I'm
already this is my first year for it. Oh, great. All right. It's good to know. I just can't bottle it.
Because the other person that used to work here was a real tight ass. So that just really divided the team.
Ooh.
But this year will be better.
Anyway, it makes me nervous. But Renee, our wonderful producer Renee, who's just such a beautiful giving spirit, Renee.
A ray of sunshine.
She's a ray of sunshine. And she suggested we do a Kris Kringle, but it's called White Elephant.
See, I saw White Elephant. I didn't know what that was.
No,
I figured it was Kris Kringle.
I don't know. Renee, can you quickly explain White Elephant?
Leon and I are just having a fight because there's two rounds I play and the other guys play one round. But essentially everyone gets a gift and then there's one round of stealing and then a second round of stealing.
So stealing a gift.
Stealing, what do you mean?
So here's the thing. It's like Christmas. So
I've played that, but heaps of rounds at my wife's family's place at Christmas. It goes for hours.
Well,
why don't you just do
Kris
Kringle?
Kris Kringle. Yeah. I know. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of this, Fev, that I
terrible
think you'll
gifts.
Enjoy. Yes, so it's $20 limit. So we all buy a gift for $20.
Yeah.
And then
10 of Fev's books.
Here's a great example. If anyone's watched the brilliant series The Office, now there is the UK Office, which is the original and amazing, and then there is the American Office, which is just as good. I love it. I'm obsessed with the American Office. Number one stream show ever on Netflix. How was that? We were talking about Netflix before. But they have an episode. Now, this is quite fun if you haven't heard this before. So Michael is the boss, and he bought an iPod, because it's obviously 10 years ago, an iPod. Because he wanted to give it to his favourite employee. But somebody knitted him an oven mitt. So this is an example of how wrong it can go.
Video iPod.
Oh, wow, geez.
Wasn't there a $20 limit on the gift? This is $400.
Who cares? Doesn't matter what I spent. What matters is that Christmas is fun, right?
Michael.
Oh, hey, for me. What is in here? Oh, come on.
I knitted it for you.
An oven mitt?
See, you can't. You get one showy member who spends over $20.
But this game is meant to be terrible gifts, no?
Well, then, I don't know.
Why does this generation have to change things? It's Kris Kringle. Mm. You draw out a name, you get it, I get fee, I buy her a present. That's just all it is.
No, but that's what I mean. If it's Kris Kringle, you're just getting a gift for someone with a price limit. But this game goes around.
Just want to play it. See, it's tearing us apart. 131060, we're opening the phones. Did gift-giving games cause a fight maybe at your office, even at home? Because we have some bad luck here in this team. And
hey, whoa. I've never been a part of it.
That's the beauty of the gift. If you draw someone you know you're going to get a crap present, you're like, damn, that's the game.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
No. You don't pick a name and then they give you one. You've got to give them one.
I know how Kris Kringle works, man.
Then what are you saying?
If I get, say, Josiah, he's probably going to get me, if he gets me, he's probably going to get me a good present. If I get someone else, I know that the present's not going to be good. That's the gift of the game.
Mm. What? So if you get me, I don't know what you mean.
But just
either.
Say like the person that was here last time. Like if Leon knew he was going to get a crap present, and he did.
Oh yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know who you're going to get.
But everyone
tells each other at the end. They know. Darcy knew she had me. She got great presents. She had a great Christmas.
Oh, dear. So it's getting competitive. And this is the
That's
problem.
What happens.
This is what, yeah, like it's already happening. 13, 10, 60. Oh, I'm nervous. I don't
and
know.
If you get Maybe Renee, you're going to get like a little reindeer with a vegan salad or something. That's not going to be a fun present, is it?
1019 The Fox.
Meltdown during the song as well. Wow. It has not stopped.
Christmas. Christmas is fun. It's a joyous time of year. It's really about spreading the love. Yet when there are Christmas gift-giving issues around your workplace or your family, Kris Kringle's, it's good in theory, but in practice, there's always a drama, and we never escape it here in this team. Casey, can we rub? Hi, Case.
Hi.
Case, have you had a Kris Kringle tear a team apart?
Yeah, so we pretty much do the same thing as you guys were talking about, but we call it Bad Santa.
Right.
And it's like a $30 limit. So I bought something, you know, nice. Most of the people did, but sorry. My partner's brother bought like the end of a hose or a poo toy or a dog toy.
So the problem here, and I might sound like an idiot.
Let her finish.
Oh, I thought she was
finished. No, that's okay. It's all good.
Here you go.
No, I was pretty much.
Yeah, I thought you were shattered. I'm finished too. I can't believe it.
Why? Do you want it? You don't, Fev, you'd love Bad Santa.
No,
terrible
gifts.
I feel like you would be that person.
I'm not about terrible gifts though. Christmas is about getting a nice gift.
But that's the game.
And that's the problem. $30 limit gives people that are idiots, I'm going to buy a really crap toy. No, make the limit more so they've got to spend more to make a better price.
Present. But that defeats the purpose of the game.
Who wants an end of a hose?
That's not funny.
No, I don't like Bad Santa.
Gifts.
It's Kris Kringle. It's about how much you love the person. It's a gift. Oh. It's like, this is how much I mean to you. Here's an end of a hose. Oh, thanks for that. Had that on the weekend.
But thank you, Casey. Pooja from Croydon. Hi, Pooja.
First of all, I love you guys. You crack me up each morning. You just bring a smile to my face. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Pooja.
My story is we do a little Christmas in July, and then we do Christmas as well. For Christmas in July, we had a $30 gift limit.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law loves like fancy drinks and chocolates. So I bought her a jug with some chocolates. Like the jug was completely filled with chocolates.
Yeah.
Anyways, from Christmas, she re-gifts the jug in front of me to someone else. And I'm just like, what?
Oh, the old re-gift.
Did you know it was definitely that same jug of chocolate, or did she think, what a great gift I received, I'll also buy this for someone else?
Oh, I really hope that's the story, but I'm just holding a grudge against her and I've never bought anyone.
See, Pooja, now you're holding a grudge. See, that's the thing. They were that was sister-in-laws that could have had a lovely relationship, but now they don't like each other. Oh, Pooja, that's a disaster. That's family.
I'm out of Kris Kringle this year with my wife's family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her dad and I are out because they know we hate going shopping. We hate it.
So what, you got...
Just drop.
But that's
you can't
even worse.
Get one. No, but it means you can't get one.
Oh, you're not getting one. You're not getting a present.
That'd be very rude. I still expect a gift, but I'll be putting in no effort.
Tori Lang Lang. Hi, Tori.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Did you have a Kris Kringle go bad?
I did. It was a workplace Kris Kringle. A couple of months leading up to Christmas, things were quite awkward in the workplace. People weren't getting along. Along comes the KK draw, and my boss gave me myself. So I was expected to buy a gift for myself. I feel like it might have been a little bit of a dig. I'm not too sure.
Don't you redraw?
No.
She said, nope, too late. It's already been given out to everyone else. You can buy for yourself.
Oh, no, she doesn't like you. That's horrible.
She doesn't like
that's,
you.
That's real
I just
bad.
Would have brought myself a grouse present and then opened it and everyone else got crap. Yes. Like, look at this. Look what I got. Big bottle of Moe, big bottle of Dom Perignon.
I'm on seek.com.
Yeah.
Christmas time. So we decide what we're doing. We're doing $30 as a team?
I don't know.
We haven't figured it out.
We're doing Kris Kringle.
Normal
and there's no
Kris
limit.
Kringle.
Just get over whatever you want.
1019, The Fox. This holiday, no kid left out. We're going to send some toys, going to help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from. Christmas morn, from Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas.
Dollar Kiss.
It's been a really tough few years, and we know lots of families, lots of parents are struggling right now, just getting together some money for Christmas to get their kids Christmas presents, and we can't have that. You know, we really are determined to make sure that every kid wakes up on Christmas morning with brand new Christmas presents. It's just, you know we're adults. We get how tough it's been. We know why we're going, a lot of people are going through tough times, and you know, it's hard enough to pay bills and to catch up at the moment. But kids shouldn't. We should try to protect them from that. And not everybody's been affected. So if you haven't been and you can donate, head to fox.com.au. It doesn't matter how much, just, you know, and it's been wonderful. We've seen so many kids donating to their pocket money and their, from their piggy banks. Because if you are fortunate, how wonderful to spread that joy to other children this Christmas. And we're now joined by Jessica. Jess, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Jess, it's... you know, it's to think we've raised over $92,000 so far, and we're giving this money to Anglicare Victoria, who do a phenomenal job making sure that anyone in crisis, financial crisis, needs emergency help or just needs support can be helped. And you've been through a lot, Jess, over the last few years. You became a single mum of eight 3 weeks before the first lockdown last year.
I did. It was hugely challenging, and as you can imagine, it was with the homeschooling and all that was sort of happening. I'd actually been a stay-at-home mum for all of the 23 years.
Gee.
So, yeah, having just that financial burden of looking after those eight kids and trying to provide for them had been a real challenge, and we were actually referred to Anglicare last year, and we had an incredible worker. Her name was Andrea. And I think what a lot of people, what I really want to sort of say, and Andrea was just amazing, was that during the lockdowns, they were very limited by what sort of support they could provide for us. And she just did 100% that she could. So my self-esteem and my self-worth was really, really low at that stage, just trying to sort of make ends meet. And she would do phone calls and just anything she could do to help us, that's what she did. And when Christmas came around, we were really struggling and didn't know kind of how we were going to do it. And I'd promised my 7-year-old daughter that no matter what, we would have a Christmas tree. And so she was able to get her Christmas tree, and Anglicare, in all their support, we were able to also put Christmas presents under the tree, which was just amazing. They woke up not really understanding, wow, where did all these toys come from? Mm-hmm. Because they knew, and they just had we just had like the most amazing Christmas, thanks to them and thanks to the support of everybody who like donates presents every year. People like myself and my children would not have got the Christmas we got if it was not for them. So I guess that's really what is most important, is that, yes, kids like my kids do get it. They do understand that, like, you know, things happen, and they just sort of are really resilient. So to actually watch my children open presents last year was just such an emotional kind of time for me. So yeah,
what was the reaction, Jess, of your 7-year-old last year when they walked out on Chrissy morning?
If you can imagine, our house is quite crowded, so the presents that they received, our lounge room was just like cramped full of presents, and she was like, wow. Like, so she really did think that Santa came and found her. And I had a 9-year-old as well. Well, I've got a 9-year-old as well, so my children raised.
We're back on. Sorry, we just lost her there.
She just dropped out. Just hearing Jess's story.
Beautiful story.
It's so, hey, kids. It is. And, you know, this is such, I guess, hearing it firsthand. And if we've been able to be fortunate enough, and I feel any, you know, we've said this before, but the idea that little kids don't have that wonderful feeling when they wake up on Christmas morning and see presents. And we've still getting great donations. We've got Celeste in Carrum Downs. Hi, Celeste.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Celeste. Oh, now, Celeste, you've got something from your two twins, Mariella and Angelo.
Angie.
Yes, yes. So Mariella and Angelo and I listen every morning, and Angelo got really upset last week and said that's not good enough. So he went around my workplace. I work, I'm the director of Mentone Childcare and Kindergarten, and he went around and collected donations from all my girls. And we've raised $245.
Congratulations. That is so wonderful. How old is Angelo?
Angie, how old are you?
10. Oh, Angelo, that is just the most generous, thoughtful thing.
You can't say
thing.
No. You can hand over.
Yeah.
Angelo, you'll be running a business one day. You're a CEO hustler. Of the future. That's phenomenal initiative.
They're pretty good. Angelo and Ella, do you want to go say hi? And we hope the children have a wonderful Christmas.
We hope the kids have a beautiful Christmas.
Oh, guys, that's the spirit of Christmas right there.
They
kids
weren't really
looking
twinning,
after
though.
Other kids.
I'd love to have a twin. That was like my goal.
Angelo will call in again and go, that wasn't good enough.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
And we are doing this.
Fifi Feather Nix.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
Small business boost time. Small businesses, we've got your back. We are not leaving you. It's been, as we said, we're doing it for the kids. We're also still doing it for small businesses and have been through all the lockdowns. And this is a bit of fun because we're writing you commercials. And this is the last small business boost for the year. And Fev, you're up. So Lena from Wrap It Up Takeaway and Catering. Hi, Lena.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Oh, good Lena, morning. Welcome to the show. Now, you've got a mobile food truck based in Hillside, but you travel around, and I guess that's been very tough whilst everything's been closed.
It certainly has. It's been tough, yeah. I rely on events, so obviously. Melbourne's been in lockdown forever and a day, and there's been no events, so yeah, it's been tough.
And you couldn't operate, obviously, during the lockdown, as Fee said, but the last 6 years you've been in operation, so you need a little boost.
Oh, I do, Fev. I sure do. I'm so grateful.
Well, we're going to try boost your Wrap It Up Takeaway and Catering. You can catch it on Instagram @_wrapitup or the website www.wrapitup.catering or hit the number on 0421-925-243. Probably should have put that in the song. But what we're going to do now, Lena, is Leon's written a great jingle and I've sung it. You know Buttercup? You know that song, Buttercup?
Fill
me up, Buttercup. Now, we've done a song. Now, everyone in the studio, including the producers, have all sung a little line in this. This is our little treat for you, Lena. Wrap It Up, Takeaway and Catering. Take it away.
Awesome. Thank you.
Fears at Wrap It Up.
Wrap It Up.
Healthy street food, chicken and brekkie wraps. Every wrap is low carb. And the best of all, they do catering on occasions and events. They can travel to you. They need you to go sample their menu. Every one of their wraps is low carb. So visit Wrap It Up, Wrap It Up,
Wrap It Up.
They're the best near or far. Wrap It Up,
Wrap It Up,
Wrap It Up, baby. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Wrap it up,
Lena.
Wrap it up, baby.
Lena, there you go.
Well done, that's awesome.
Mate, you were using that. Don't you worry. When the ice cream truck, when you hear the jingle of the ice cream truck, now they'll hear the wrap it up band and they'll be like,
wrap it up.
I'll be playing that in the truck, you can be sure.
Yeah,
well, Lena, you have a great summer with your food truck and enjoy that. And thank you for coming on the show.
101.9 The Fox.
Let's talk about the controversial banana statue in Fitzroy. So if you haven't heard about it or haven't seen photos of it, it's a statue. It looks like a banana that's been peeled and then there's a face, a skeletal face in there, like a face.
Yeah, skull.
Like a skull. Anyway, it's controversial. I don't mind it. I just wish it wasn't a skull because you've got kids love statues, taking kids into the city to see.
I feel like I'm an angry person at the moment, but what's the purpose of it?
Well,
Because we're paid for it. 22
grand. Yeah, 22,000.
Taxpayers' money.
Yep, that's the city of Yarra. Have spent that on. And that's what's fired people up. So a lot of businesses around there have gone, are you kidding? Yeah. You know what? When you go to cities, though, if you're traveling, you do see that they can draw tourists, some statues.
No one's
I do
say
believe that.
That.
I don't know about this one, but maybe it's the timing, too, when the city, you know, has done it particularly tough.
Yeah.
Maybe now's not the time to spend money on statues.
But some of the arts.
Yeah, the arts have done it tough. So this artist did well out of that. Is that right? Maybe. I don't know enough about it. No, the arts have done it tough. It'd be great to see
put money into
the arts. But anyway,
somebody's
attempted to decapitate it, though. That's strange. And the police are getting closer to finding out who it is. I mean, in the world of CCTV everywhere, particularly in the city of Yarra, like
pretty
in that
funny
area.
Pretty take the head off the banana.
Well, I don't know how they've done it. They've done it with blue paint. All I can see is this.
No, that'd be in the middle, whatever's in the middle of it.
Oh, of course. So they've they've tried to saw it off, saw the top of the banana's head off.
I've got a wild theory. It's somebody in the 10% of unvaccinated people, I think, has done it, because I can't go anywhere or do anything. I'm just bored. There's no way pubs are open and you're trying to chop the head off a banana statue.
Or you've been to the pub, hammered, and go, this is going to be awesome. Let's get the head off the banana.
101.9 The Fox.
When you need the play-by-play,
I've heard of the NFL.
Or the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket.
There you go.
Inter-school gymnastics and inter-school diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
Sports Report.
Looking forward to this. There was some big soccer games and some big racing, some NFL.
Yeah, NFL's at the
minute. Really good.
Well, Leon has passed this story to me and said, this is big news. What he's failed to do is put what sport it is. The headline. I'll just read the headline for you guys. See if you know what I'm talking about. Guess the sport. George Komboso defeats Teofimo Lopez. Oh, good work. Mm. Well done.
Aussie bloke.
Okay, there we go. Well, defeats. Okay, so that's an Aussie bloke called George the George guy.
That's him.
And where's Teofimo from?
States,
South
I believe.
America, yeah.
So this is good. Okay, what else do you know?
The American,
your report.
The American after the fight, he watched the fight, but I watched this on Twitter. He said he won and said the judges robbed him.
Well, so Lopez was the unified lightweight champ. So WBO, WBA, IBF and WBC. And now this Aussie bloke has all those belts. If you can guess what one of those stands for.
You just sound like you're saying the alphabet back to front. What you were doing.
Mate, if people in the cars could see your face, Boxy, when he was reading all those IVF, WBC things.
IVF?
Got a baby.
Anyway, the gist of this is George Kambosos. Are you happy with that?
Yep.
He's the underdog from Australia. Yep. He survived a 10-round knockdown to score the split second or split decision.
Split decision
victory over Lopez. So that's a great result for George.
Knocked Lopez out in the second round, though.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm sorry, just dropped him. Yeah, I know. Come on, mate. Getting to that.
Because if you knock out, that's game over, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Knocked out.
I knew something you didn't know.
I do know it.
Well, he wasn't knocked out because he got back
knocked
up.
Knocked out in the
sorry.
Second.
Yeah. I might have said,
I
that's
do.
Okay. Okay. We're glad you could admit it.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, there we go. So the fight delivered beyond anyone's wildest expectations.
Jeez, you've read that well.
I think I got to the gist of it.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's
any
it.
Any rematches or anything?
Is it there anything else I should know?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. No. I don't care for boxing much.
The fight?
Mm.
Where was it?
Yeah.
In Vegas,
just
probably.
Have a guess. No.
Canberra.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. 101.9